This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good morning, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us on The Bright Side. Our number 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you have a health challenge you or a loved one needs help with, or if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number today. And every day on The Bright Side, we'll be talking to Dr. Dean Finelli. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk a little vaccine. Dr. Finelli is the vaccine doc. At least that's what it says on the internet. I don't know if he's going to own up to that, but we'll talk about the vaccine. I was on a radio program this weekend talking about the vaccine. And I'll also be on I'll be a guest on Vaccine Choice Canada's national call this weekend. Send me an email, ben@ksco.com, and I'll send you a link if you're interested in attending. That is going to be this Saturday, 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. I've been talking a lot about vaccines lately. We'll talk to Dr. Finelli. He is a lawyer and a partner in the Intellectual Property Department at Seyfarth Shaw LLP in Washington, D.C. They specialize in pharmaceutical and biotechnology IP. We'll talk to Dr. Finelli about the vaccine. At the bottom of the hour, we'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase Youngevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, even better. If you want to start a home-based business, if you're an entrepreneur or you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, and start a home-based business selling nutritional products, selling longevity nutritional products, and helping change the world at the most basic and fundamental level there is. That is not hyperbole. That is not an exaggeration. You can literally change the world by helping people change their health. Good health, good individual health, the health of us as individual human beings will ultimately, I believe, change the entire planet. You can't do anything else if you're not healthy. Nothing else matters if you're not healthy. And the key to good health is understanding how to eat right and understanding how to use nutritional supplements. If that sounds interesting to you and you want to start a home-based business and you want to be your own boss and you want to be in the nutrition field, please click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. All right, we'll be talking to Dr. Dean Finelli at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls in our next segment if we have calls. 844-236-6010. I want to continue discussing butyrate, butyric acid, butanediol,
or butanol, butanol, I think it's called. In any case, sodium butyrate is how it comes as a supplement. Butyrate or butyric acid is a short-chain fatty acid. It's a fiber-derived substance. By the way, we're going to have Sean Baker. Finally got a hold of Dr. Sean Baker on a couple of days on Wednesday, and we're going to talk about why he thinks fiber is not important, considering that it is a major source of butyrate, microbiome-derived butyrate, and has tremendous health benefits for the health of the brain, for mood. Butyrate is anti-anxiety. Butyrate supports sleep. Butyrate boosts your libido. Butyrate supports your intestinal health, your immunity, and on and on and on and on. There are so many ways butyrate improves human health. It's very difficult to see how anyone can marginalize it and the sources and its sources, including fiber. And as I say, we'll have Sean Baker on, the author of The Carnivore Diet, here in a couple of days. Thank you, Rob, for doing that, by the way, for hooking me up with Dr. Baker. I spoke to Dr. Baker a couple of days ago, and I'm excited to have him on. Anyway, butyrate is also important, for the vascular system, and has benefits for the circulatory system and also for the heart. All the short-chain fatty acids, there's three main ones. We talk about butyrate all the time. That's the one that all the research is associated with. Most of the research on SCFAs, short-chain fatty acids, are on butyrate, although acetate, acetic acid, and propionate, or propionic acid, are two other short-chain fatty acids. They're probably all similar. They probably all have similar effects. Nonetheless, we focus on butyrate because that's where most of the research is. Anyway, the short-chain fatty acids, like butyrate, inhibit cardiac inflammation. It's a general anti-inflammatory. This is one of the reasons why the butyrates have so many diverse benefits for the body, because it's an anti-inflammatory. They are anti-inflammatory, the short-chain fatty acids, and they can also have cardiac benefits for preventing what's called myocardial hypertrophy, colloquially known as an enlarged heart. This is a classic sign of heart disease, sometimes valve disease. And short-chain fatty acids can have a beneficial effect on this enlarged heart, symptom. This is one of the main reasons, folks, why digestive health issues can lead to heart problems. This is one of the main reasons why the health of the microbiome, the health of the intestine, the health of the entire digestive system is related to the cardiovascular system. And it also points to the fact that working on your intestine and working on your microbiome is going to be critical for your cardiac patient. Could it be the heart disease, which is the number one cause of death in this country and around the world, is really a secondary manifestation of poor intestinal health? Could it be that a dysbiosis, messed up gut bacteria, leaky gut syndrome, even things that involve the stomach, like achlorhydria, low stomach acid, maybe that's why heart disease is such a problem? Now, I don't know if it's the only reason why heart disease is such a problem, but clearly it's a big reason why heart disease is the leading killer in this country. Yet, if you go to a doctor, you're going to get an ablation, or you're going to get a beta blocker, or everybody's going to focus on your heart. This exemplifies the well-meaning silliness of the medical model. I say it's well-meaning. They don't mean to kill anybody. They don't mean to cause harm. But it's just silly. Tell that to your cardiologist if he's focusing on the heart. Why aren't we focusing on the intestine? That's where it all starts. At least that's one of the places it starts. This gut-heart connection is not something that you hear talked about by the mainstream medicine. You're not going to hear it by the mainstream medical model. You're not going to hear it on television. You're not going to hear it by TV doctors talking about the gut-heart connection. In fact, we know that there's a gut-brain connection now people are talking about. They only started talking about that a couple years ago. The gut-heart connection, nobody talks about that. And it's just another example of the accuracy, the fundamental accuracy of the triangle of disease, which I've been talking about for decades. That is the digestive, dysglycemic blood sugar, and adrenal thyroid link to all secondary diseases. The triangle of disease precedes all diseases, and it's exemplified by the relationship between butyrate and cardiovascular health. When I say butyrate, I want everybody to think fiber, and I want everybody to think intestine. When you hear the word butyrate, think fiber, think intestine. So when we say butyrate is related to heart health, we're talking about fiber being related to heart health, and we're talking about the intestine being related to heart health. It comes as no surprise I mean, we'll talk a little bit here about leaky gut in a moment, but that's another issue that's associated with cardiovascular problems. Why is this important? Well, because it's much easier to work on your intestine than it is to work on your heart. All you got to do is change the way you eat and use nutritional support for the intestine as well. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236. 6010 is our number. Dr. Dean Finelli will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls next segment.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you're on hold, we'll get to you in just a moment. We'll talk to Dr. Dean Finelli about the vaccine here at the bottom of the hour. Dr. Finelli is a PhD who works in the pharmaceutical industry. He actually specializes in IP, and no surprise, he's actually pro-vaccine. I've been on Dr. Finelli. He's a good guy. I've been on his podcast, and he's definitely a good guy. I'm not sure how he can justify being pro-vaccine, but we'll talk about that as well. I was on his podcast maybe a month ago talking about the vaccine. I'm also going to be on, I think it's called Anti-Vax Canada. Not sure. I think that's what it's called. I'll be on their Zoom call, their national Zoom call this weekend. They have really cool guests on. I'm very honored to be on that. They had Dr. Christine Northrup on a couple of weeks ago, and they also had Dr. Andrew Kaufman. If you haven't heard Dr. Andrew Kaufman's stuff, he is amazing. He's one of the best when it comes to understanding how the fallacy of COVID, the fallacy of vaccination. Andrew Kaufman, you can't really find him on YouTube anymore. They censored him. I found out I was censored on YouTube over the weekend. But you can find him on Brand New Tube or BitTube, or there's a whole bunch of alternatives to YouTube now. And I really encourage you to check out his work, Andrew Kaufman. He, like myself, he smelled a rat from the very beginning. And his stuff is really, just really good stuff, Andrew Kaufman. So we'll talk to Dr. Finelli at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls here in just a moment. 844-236-6010. A couple of things I wanted to read to you here. I'm just going to get to one. We'll get to the other one tomorrow. This is from the International Journal of Molecular Science. Multiple sclerosis, melatonin, and ceroids and gut microbiome-derived butyrate are involved with the immunity that's linked to, or the immune problems that are linked to, multiple sclerosis. How do you like that? Quote, gut dysbiosis lowers production of the short-chain fatty acid butyrate. Butyrate is a significant positive regulator of mitochondria, as well as suppressing the levels and effects of ceramide, which is an inflammatory molecule in the body. I'm telling you, folks, all you got to do is start researching. All you got to do is start looking at the papers. This is not the stuff I talk about on this program. It's not just stuff I made up. There's tons of literature, tons of research that links molecules like butyrate to well-being, to immune activation, to being anti-multiple sclerosis. And by the way, how long have I been talking about the relationship between the intestine and multiple sclerosis? This is another quote. Recent data highlight the important roles of the gut microbiome, gut permeability, in the pathophysiology of multiple sclerosis, unquote. Dr. Walls talks about this, and she says fasting and a ketogenic diet are important for dealing with multiple sclerosis. Remember, multiple sclerosis is an autoimmune disease. It's just one type of autoimmune disease. So if something's involved in the pathophysiology of one autoimmune disease, you can rest assured it's going to be involved in the pathology or the pathophysiology, which means the development of the disease, in all autoimmune problems. This has to do with how things get into the blood, the activation of the immune system. This is not hard to understand if you just know a little biochemistry, a little bit. And there's no excuse for a medical professional to not know just these basic ideas about how the body is put together. And multiple sclerosis is just a god-awful, awful, awful, horrible affliction. People die from multiple sclerosis, and before they die, they're miserable. All right, 8442, and there's nothing doctors can do except give you prednisone or some kind of biologic drug that suppresses the immune system. This is my problem with the vaccine, folks. When we medicate, it allows us to not find the cause of the problem or not to support the body's ability to handle the problem. That's the problem with that, among others. But that's one of the main problems with vaccination is we don't support the body. We say we're smarter than the body. We're better than the body. We know how to handle the body. It puts us or the medical model in control of the body. No, we want to be supporting the body. The body should be in control, not the medical model. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's go to our friend Chris, who always has something interesting to say in Texas. What's up, Chris?
Absolutely. We are friends, and I got something really positive. And, you know, love is a very positive thing. And let me tell you something. I have never voted Republican before because I'm not in that tax bracket, but everybody else in my family does vote Republican. But I do watch CPAC, though. I have this habit of I tend to watch people in media who I disagree with. I don't know why. But I do. I guess I'm just weird like that.
No, that's good. I find it hard to do that. I try to do it, but I find it hard to do it. But that's good. I admire that you do that. I admire you for doing that.
Let me get to the point.
Yes,
I was
sir.
Watching CPAC, and there's this wonderful governor from South Dakota. Her name is Kristi Noem.
I know.
Wow.
I like her. Yeah,
what
right?
an amazing
I like
woman.
Yeah.
You need to interview her. You need to get her on your program.
Seriously. Rob, are you out there? My buddy Rob helps me get guests. Rob, if you're listening, I love what she's talking about.
Yes.
I love what she's talking about. Yeah, yeah. And she's getting ripped in the media, too, by the way.
But she could be our Margaret Thatcher, okay? Because you remember, Margaret Thatcher was a great leader in the UK. And I think Kristi Noem has a good shot of being our first president ever in our country and being our Margaret Thatcher. I just think she's wonderful. I cried when I heard her speech at CPAC. She gets it. She actually gets it.
Well, tell us what she said. We only have about a minute, about 90 seconds. What did she say?
Exactly.
She supports my hands.
I don't have time. You've got to watch
it
for yourself.
I will do that.
I don't care. I don't care. If you're a Democrat, watch CPAC anyway. You've got to hear this governor speak from South Dakota, Kristi Noem. She gets it. You don't understand.
Yeah.
South Dakota is just a stepping stone. She's on her way to be our first female president, okay? Not Kamala Harris. Kristi Noem is going to be our next female president. So, listen, you've got to hear it, because she gets it.
So, I know she's anti-lockdowns, and she did not implement a mask mandate. It's one of the few states. And they didn't. It's not like everybody dropped dead of COVID in South Dakota either, even though the media kind of made a big stink about it. And they made it sound like the rates in South Dakota of COVID infections were going up, blah, 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 blah. So I agree with you. I'm a fan of Kristi Noem.
Before we conclude this, I want people to understand, no matter how much you may disagree with the right-wing Republican agenda, you've got to listen to this woman because, look, she's trying to be our first female president. South Dakota is just a stepping stone for her. She could be our Margaret Thatcher. She could be our next leader.
All right. I got you. I'm a fan of Kristi Noem. I am definitely a fan. And maybe you're right. We'll see what happens. South Dakota doesn't have South Dakota doesn't have a lot of swing when it comes to national politics, but you never know. George McGovern was from South Dakota, I think, right? And he was definitely not right wing, and he got destroyed in 1972, as I recall. Any case,
I have no idea. I don't know.
You don't know who that was? How old are you, Chris?
No.
How old are you?
I'm 51.
51? All right, you're a kid. All right, Chris, thank you for bringing that to our attention, and I have to say I agree with you. I am definitely a fan of Kristi Noem, governor of South Dakota. They never implemented a mandatory mask requirements. They did not shutter. They did not close businesses. They did not close churches. Schools are open in South Dakota, and even though media made a big stink about some of the numbers, it turns out that people were just fine in South Dakota. And by the way, they have the country's lowest unemployment rate as well, South Dakota does.
And wait, I've never supported a Republican, but she's the first.
I got it, buddy. Be good, Chris. Have a great day. Got Dr. Dean Finelli coming up next. We're going to talk a little vaccine on the bright side right after this.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With the third Operation Warp Speed COVID-19 vaccine getting emergency use approval Saturday, the question now is, how often will we need to take the COVID-19 vaccine? Professor of Medicine at NYU, Dr. Mark Siegel, tells Fox News it won't be needed yearly.
It's probably, we're very conservative, as you know, in a medical establishment. It's probably going to be last more than a year. It's looking very good right now that the immunity will last more than a year, maybe two, maybe three. And if we have to give a booster, it's because variants are emerging that we want to cover better.
A Harvard immunologist on the Harvard website said current vaccines appear to be effective enough to end the pandemic. Since Tiger Woods couldn't be at a golf tournament in Florida Sunday, numerous golfers picked up the slack by wearing his traditional red shirt, black pants. Tiger tweeted after seeing the support, "To every golfer and every fan, you're truly helping me get through this tough time." USA Radio News.
Ben Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who has been using nutritional supplementation like medicines for decades, seeing tremendous health benefits. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of foods. So if you're eating foods that are cooked, if you're eating foods that are frozen, if you're eating foods that are prepared in any way, you're going to be deficient in these B vitamins. And the B vitamins work on the parts of the body that move the fastest: the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. Those are the four systems that respond rapidly to the B vitamins.
To feel changes in your body's fast-moving systems, order Longevity Pollen Burst by calling 877-551-1301. That's 877-551-1301 or on the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you have the chance to read the $1.9 trillion COVID relief package passed along party lines by the House Friday, you would understand this package has very little to do with COVID relief. Dan Naraki from the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau reports.
The Senate will take up a $1.9 trillion COVID relief package next week. It was passed in the House on Friday along party lines, but senators may still make significant changes to the bill before they pass their own version of it. Senator Steve Daines says it won't matter what ends up changing. The COVID relief bill does not provide enough COVID relief. The Montana Republican tells Fox News that the bill should be focused on vaccination efforts.
The economy is strengthening. The infection rates are going down. We should focus on the vaccinations, but we don't need this massive, massive $1.9 trillion. Keep in mind, Mike, when you add up what's been spent in the last 12 months, if we pass Pelosi's wish list here, that'll be nearly $6 trillion of borrowed money for COVID aid. And the sad part about it, most of the dollars in this package are not really COVID aid. It is really Nancy Pelosi's payoff.
The House approved it in a 219-212 mostly party-line vote as two Democrats joined all Republicans in opposing it. In a number 24 Chevrolet that steadily improved its performance as the sun went down, William Byron ran a decisive victory in Sunday's Dixie Vodka 400 at Homestead Miami Speedway Sunday. With Tyler Reddick, Kyle Larson, and Martin Truex Jr. battling for second place behind him, Byron cruised to a 2.7-second victory over Reddick. NASCAR invades Las Vegas, Nevada next weekend. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, 24-7 on the archive pages at BenFuchsArchives.com, also BrightsideBen.com. We've got a search engine up. If you miss any of our programs, you can review, or if you want to review a subject, we have 11 years of archived information on BrightsideBen.com and BenFuchsArchives.com. You can also get good health information, blog posts, news stories, videos, at criticalhealthnews.com, brightsideben.com, and pharmacistben.com. You can also get all the longevity products on our websites as well, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. And then our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated by myself in my compounding pharmacy for healing wounds and helping folks deal with skin, various skin health issues like acne and eczema and psoriasis, as well as anti-aging. Health equals beauty, and all our Truth Skin Health products are health products first for the skin, topical health products for the skin, and that means they're beautification products as well, because health equals beauty, and that's why we have 1,600 plus 4- and 5-star reviews, which you can check out at truthreviewed.com, truthreviewed.com for our reviews, and truthtreatments.com for all our Truth Skin Health products. All right, I'm looking forward to speaking to our guest today. Dr. Dean Finelli is an advisor to the chemical industry, the pharmaceutical industry, the biotechnology industry. He's a research scientist who specializes in synthesizing biological compounds, including antibiotics, pharmaceuticals, agrochemicals. He's also a lawyer, and he has a legal expertise in the pharmaceutical and biotechnology industry. He is pro-vaccine. He supports the vaccine. I've been on his program. We had a conversation, and I've been saying for months now that I want to talk to somebody who is pro-vaccine, and I can think of no more intelligent representative of the pro-vaccine side of the equation than Dr. Dean Finelli. Please welcome Dr. Dean to the Bright Side. Hey, Dean.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for that introduction.
Yes, thank you for coming on. I have been wanting to talk to somebody who is pro-vaccine for so long because, as you know, when I was on your program, on your podcast, I definitely have I take the opposite point of view. So tell me, as a research scientist, as somebody who's involved with the pharmaceutical industry and the biotechnology industry, how do you see it? What's your take on the vaccine specifically?
So specifically, I think, you know, there's certainly a role for therapeutics and there's a role for vaccines. You know, when we look back historically since vaccines have been developed, I mean, quite literally, they've saved billions of lives. And, you know, certainly I understand as a health system in this country, we tend to be more reactive. We tend to kind of wait till we get sick and then look to therapeutics to treat us. So certainly I also take the view that we should certainly be more proactive and teach people how to live healthier lifestyles and avoid therapeutics unless they're necessary. Now, in this case, the vaccines, in my opinion, I think are necessary. We're seeing a situation where financially the country has been turned upside down. Socially, you know, our kids are out of school. People are, you know, we're quarantining healthy people, which, you know, as we discussed, is kind of not really historically the way medicine works. And, you know, just when we look at the number of deaths associated with the virus, whether you think they're all directly attributable to the virus or, you know, whether there's a group of people, certainly this affects people over the age of 65, over the age of 70 in greater amounts than younger people. So whether you say it's directly due to the virus or maybe those people were sick to begin with, you know, certainly debatable. But what's not debatable is there's a huge increase in the amount of deaths that are attributable, in my opinion, to the virus. So I think in this case, the vaccines and the use of vaccines and the mass use of vaccines to the general public is appropriate to kind of get us where we need to be and you know, get us that shot in the arm that kind of generates that immune response to just get us through this.
You're not troubled by the fact that vaccines, which are basically a chemical cocktail, you know, when you get a vaccine, you're not just getting the antigen itself, or in this case, you're not just getting the genetic material itself. You're getting a chemical cocktail. There's got to be support ingredients. In ordinary vaccines, there's things like adjuvants and emulsifiers and things, preservatives, things that pull the whole thing together. In this vaccine, you got this fatty bubble that the genetic material is surrounded in. You're not troubled by the fact that that stuff is being injected into the bloodstream? In addition to the antigen,
I'm not. And the reason why is, you know, when I and you're absolutely right. So the Moderna and the Pfizer vaccines, they are the mRNA vaccines, as we know. And that mRNA, it's very degradable. Your body will break it down very quickly. So in order to get it into the cells to generate this immune response, you need to put it in that basically that glob of fat, and that fat is comprised of 4 components. It's an ionizable fatty lipid, which, you know, basically is a long chain fat. It has a steroid in there, like cholesterol, not an anabolic steroid, just a natural steroid compound, cholesterol. It's got a pegylated.
Hold on right there. Let's talk about pegylated. Okay.
Sure.
So that's PEG, right? Polyethylene glycol, right?
Exactly.
So
yes.
How is that polyethylene glycol manufactured? How is that made?
That's made in a lab.
It's not made industrial. The polyethylene glycol is not. The bubble is made in a lab. But the PEG is obtained industrially. And when you're making PEGs, when you're ethoxylating glycols to make polyethylene glycol, there are byproducts that are produced, true in trace amounts. But some of these byproducts are things like dioxin that are produced in PEGs. And so how do we know that those PEGs that go into forming the bubble, how do we know that those PEGs are completely purified? Does anybody know that?
Well,
there's always going to be trace amounts. There's always going to be trace amounts of things.
There could be trace amounts. You're absolutely right. And when they will use liquid chromatography, high performance mass spec, different
within
methods
specifications.
Within specifications.
Right.
Absolutely right. So,
yeah.
So what that means is within specifications is you measure to see the amount of how much PEG is in there compared to, as you said. There could be certain other ingredients, just like, you know, when we go to the store and buy food and just food, there's the other things in there as well.
But so, you're injecting this into the blood, Dean. This is not like food, because food goes through your liver. See, the body has mechanisms for purifying food. When you go right into the bloodstream, this is my problem with it, when you go right into the bloodstream, you're bypassing all of those mechanisms. You're putting this stuff right into the blood. So, yes, you're right. It's just like when you buy food, there's going to be trace amounts of pesticides and trace amounts of toxins in the food, but you're protected. When you go right into the bloodstream, you're not protected. That doesn't bother you?
Well, I disagree with you, because when you think about when you eat food, it goes into your stomach, it's absorbed through your intestines, and it gets into your bloodstream, then it gets into the liver. Similarly, analogously, I should say, when you inject the vaccine, it's not an IV vaccine. It's an intramuscular vaccine. So in a similar way, you know, it's getting into the muscle. It gets absorbed into the muscle. Now, one of the things I think a good point that you bring up is the systemic delivery of the injection that gets to the liver. And a lot of people, you know, you hear these people that after that second injection of Moderna or Pfizer, they're going to have that period of 24 hours of flu-like symptoms, fever, you know, where they just feel like they need to stay in bed. And the reason, the hypothesis there is that it's not sticking in the shoulder only. It's getting into the liver, as you suggest. But typically, you know, in an ideal situation, this immune response will start in the shoulder.
Hang on to that thought, Dean. We got to take a break. We'll continue and come back. We got Dean Finale on. We're talking vaccine. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the bright side. We're talking to Dr. Dean Finelli. He's an advisor to the chemical, pharmaceutical, and biotechnology industries, and he's done a lot of research. He's a research scientist who synthesized various biologically active compounds. Dean, I'm sorry I had to interrupt you there, but I want you to continue talking about the second dose you were saying.
Yeah, so the second dose, we've heard that a lot of people, after they get that second dose, maybe not a lot. I mean, it's, according to the trial, it's 20%, but it feels like, you know, people I've talked to, it's a lot more than that. But nonetheless, it seems like after that second shot, people are having that period for 24 hours where they, you know, are in bed. They feel like they have flu-like symptoms, high fever, muscle aches, and just generally not feeling well. And the belief is that when you inject that shot into the shoulder, that it's not staying in the shoulder and the immune response is not, you know, acting only in the shoulder. It's actually getting into your system, getting into your liver, and that's what's causing the metabolism and your body to have that reaction. Now, there are new of these LNPs, the carrier, that are being developed that kind of make it stay in your shoulder, so to speak, that the theory would be would avoid these side effects. But, you know, to your point, you're right. This gets the injection is in your shoulder. It's not in your veins, it's not intravenous, but it does travel into the body systemically and get into your liver, and it is metabolized there. And the belief is that's why people are getting that 24-hour period of, you know, those flu-like symptoms.
Right. So when you talk about getting into the bloodstream, and you're right, it is IM, but it's eventually going to get into the bloodstream, and that means you're going to have systemic absorption of things. So when you talk about these fats, you're not just talking about fats. I mean, fats sound so benign. Yeah, cholesterol and phosphocholines and such, these lipofats, or these phospholipids, I should say, they're getting into the bloodstream. But so is 4-hydroxybutyl-azane-diol-bishexane-6-1-diol-bis-2-hexyldecanoate. Is that, how smart is that, to put substances like this, these complex chemicals, into the body that the body has no understanding of from an evolutionary perspective?
Right, and I think certainly when you look at it that way, when you talk about there's in such minute quantities. You know, generally you could say, all right, they're in your body, you're doing harm. But there, at some point you have to say, all right, there's a minimal threshold where, you know, it's not going to do as much harm. And the harm that I could get by getting the virus far outweighs, you know, the minute amount that of these potential other substances that are, you know, potentially getting into the bloodstream.
Okay, so you raise an interesting point here. You've got a virus that 20, I think if now we're still, let's say 500,000 people have died and maybe 30 million people have gotten, right? So that's less than 10% of the population. So do you think it's appropriate to mandate vaccinations? And by the way, politicians don't understand that vaccines are not magical force fields that the virus bounces off of. And that's not the case at all, as I'm sure you know. Vaccines protect, keep you from getting severe symptomology. They don't prevent infection. They don't prevent transmission that we know of. But the political point of view is that the vaccine is somehow going to make everybody safe. Considering that it's not even a vaccine, really, Dr. Finelli, it's an experimental vaccine, and I think it's very important we put the word experimental in there before we say vaccine. Do you think it's appropriate that we do this kind of experimenting on humanity with an experimental vaccine for something that is not really even going to affect most of the population? 90% of people are not going to get, have not gotten COVID that we know of, and many of them, many of the people who have gotten it, who are presumably going to be forced or are going to be encouraged at least to take the vaccine, already have antibodies. Do you think it's appropriate to conduct this experiment, mandate experimental drugs on people?
Certainly, I do not think that the government or anyone should tell people you have to get this vaccine. And we haven't seen that at this case yet. You know, certainly you could say it's indirectly being mandated. You know, if you want to fly to a foreign country and fly back to the U.S., you have to have proof that you're negative. So, you know, in that regard, you could say it's indirectly mandated. But I don't believe we should force Americans to take this. As you mentioned, it's probably even higher than 90%. It's probably 95% of people will not, you know, have the, if they even get the virus, will not have those serious effects. But the point is that 5%, you know, there's 7 billion people in the world. There's, you know, over 300 million Americans. You know, 5% is a big number. And, you know, I think looking back on this, you know, we probably should learn a lot in the short term about healthcare overall. I think locking down society was a mistake. I think, you know, shutting down schools, you know, for this long was a mistake. You know, I think at that initial point, you know, maybe last March 2020, where we're still learning things, okay, let's figure it out. But by last summer, enough information was out there. But I'm getting a little off point to kind of change the healthcare aspects, the public health aspects of this, of how this was handled. But back to the point about the vaccine and the virus, you know, this is the way I look at it. You have this virus that it's, we've all seen the pictures of the virus. It's that sphere that has the spike proteins, and it has RNA inside of it. So, you know, well, let's call that natural RNA. It's a natural coronavirus. Then you look at it from the point of view of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. They have this, you know, let's call that glob of fat. Whether it contains minute amounts of other substances in there that may or may not affect the body, you know, we could argue about, but it also has RNA in there, mRNA that codes for that spike protein. So, you know, you're basically weighing, okay, here's mRNA in the virus that will get into a certain amount of people, particularly people over 65, and have a very serious effect. Here's mRNA in the vaccines that's in this glob. Yes, it's made in a lab. It's man-made. But, you know, which RNA would you rather have? Is the risk of getting the RNA from the virus worse than the potential long-term risks of getting a vaccine? So in my opinion, I'm of the opinion that the risks associated with that RNA in the virus outweigh the risks associated with getting the RNA, or in the case of these upcoming vaccines, the DNA, recombinant DNA, or whatever they're made of, far outweigh the risks associated with the substances in the vaccine.
Even though, as you admit, very few people are going to become severely symptomatic from the mRNA from the virus, you still think that it's worth putting mRNA from a vaccine for that in the entire population, or a mass amount of the population, for the sliver of people that are going to become severely symptomatic. Sliver. tiny sliver of people, probably less than 2% of people are going to be severely symptomatic from the viral infection. Most people will be fine. You still think it's worth the risk of sticking it into a laboratory made mRNA with all of the other compounds in there into people's bloodstreams? I am.
I do. And the reason is, again, that, you know, even when we're talking 2%, you know, again, we didn't get way back when it all started. We didn't know what the percentage was. Now, you know, if we argue it's 2%, that's still 2% of over 300 million people. When you say 2% of, you know, let's say there's about 70 million people that are over the age of 65, whatever that number is, it's up there in that range. You know, 2% of that, you know, you start to get, if you say they're going to get serious symptoms and die, you know, that 2%, it sounds small when percentage-wise, but it's actually a significant amount of people that, you know, and maybe the answer was give the vaccine to people over the age of 65 only. But we could argue as a public health policy who should get the vaccine, but just as a general statement, I think administering the vaccine to prevent people that are highest risk or prevent people from getting the virus far outweighs the risks of the virus.
Okay, so let me ask you this then. Are you not, and we're running out of time here, so we've got to do this real quick. Are you not concerned about the financial interests that may influence decisions on whether to mandate the vaccine or even to encourage the vaccine? And along the same lines, what about now they have mutations and now they want you to have boosters every year? You're not concerned that this is a slippery slope of vaccination, that we're going into?
Oh, I am absolutely concerned about that. And that's certainly a public health issue, and I am concerned about that, you know, about lockdowns, about extensive lockdowns. I mean, when you compare this to the flu, you know, relatively speaking, the flu, 150 million people get the flu vaccine. That, you know, in certain years, give or take, you have tens of millions of people that get the flu virus, but, you know, a fraction of them, even less than 2%, you know, have a mortality associated with the virus. Certainly, we don't want to go down a situation where, you know, every time there's an illness out there, you know, we know flu's annual.
Right.
This looks like it could be annual that we're saying, okay, now we have to lock down people again. At some point, we have to just believe our immune systems are healthy. So,
yes,
you're bringing up a lot of you know, really important points, and I'm really happy to be on the show and discuss these because there's public policy issues. There's the immediate concerns about, you know, protecting vulnerable people over the age of 65. And I think there's the overall question of, as, you know, you're an advocate, and I listen to your show about just overall health.
Yeah.
That's important here. And that's, in my opinion, if we learn anything from this, it's we need to, as a society, be healthier.
Thank
and
you.
Treat health prophylactically, not, you know,
yes,
therapeutically.
Dean, thank you so much for coming on The Bright Side. Appreciate it. We're out of time. We'll talk again soon.
My pleasure.
Have a beautiful day. Thanks, buddy. That was Dr. Dean Finelli, and that was the pro-vaccine take, and I'm glad he was on the program to share that. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.